You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I've made mistakes. I'm doing better. But some people just can't let it go. What do I do? Let's get into it.
You here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Let's rock.
Let's not rock that much, though.
Oh, okay. So dial it back.
It's quite late. Let's rock moderately.
Soft rock?
Oh, sure.
You know, I think what you want is a sort of an intermediate level rock.
Okay.
You know, sort of a...
It's medium rare rock.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. And he gets all the real dangerous stuff out there.
Sure.
It's a lot of flavor.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com, where you're welcome to write in your questions. This week's question says, I've made mistakes, I'm doing better, but some people just can't let it go. What do I do? And Glenn, where will we start off?
Well, yeah, I think this idea of I've messed up, I've done stuff in my past, I think this is one of those universal things that binds us all together. We all have a past. But, you know, part of the problem I have is when I've been doing a little bit better lately, I do want a little bit of credit for that.
Sure.
You know, if I say, well, I'm going to lose 50 pounds and I've only lost 5, I'm entitled to maybe 10% credit.
Yes.
For that. But I want at least that, if not maybe a little bit more. But you know, sometimes people want to give me a lot less. Like, you know, you're zero of the way to accomplishing that goal. You've made progress, but you haven't accomplished it. So talk to me when you cross the finish line on that. And I think that can be pretty tough.
I think it definitely can be. And Jed, I think one of the things that can be Confusing about that to someone who's making big changes is there's kind of a little bit of a push-pull of, well, are they wrong and I'm correct and that I'm doing good, or are they kind of reading this situation correctly and I'm fooling myself?
That's right. Yeah, man, there's a lot of tension in your brain when it goes like this, because you're working hard, you're trying to make changes, it feels like you're getting somewhere, and as Glenn is saying, you're not getting any kind of partial credit from people, which that's just kind of discouraging because it feels like you're owed it. And then, Matt, as you're saying, you start to wonder, maybe they're seeing something I'm not. I mean, like, the scale says I've lost 5 pounds, but maybe the scale's wrong. I mean, maybe it's, you know, it's all backfiring on me and I've lost 5 pounds of muscle and gained 5 pounds of fat. So it's actually, you know, I'm worse off than I started. And I think we wind up kind of second guessing ourselves, and we wind up on the hate pendulum where we hate them for being jerks, and then we hate ourselves for not doing better. And then we go back to hating them for being jerks and back to ourselves.
Hate Pendulum, some of that really hard rock.
Yeah, hate, yeah. You know, their first album's killer. That's a bad place to be. And the worst thing about it, again, is I think it just creates a lot of tension in our brains where it's very, very difficult to have any peace. We're discouraged, yes, but we're also not peaceful at all. The question that we need to look at is, when people are still kind of being jerks about things, are they right? Are they seeing an angle on this that I'm just not seeing? Am I trying to celebrate prematurely? Am I seeing success that isn't really there? Are they right?
Absolutely right. Now, a few years ago, Brain Tension opened for Hate Pendulum.
Yeah,
that was a heck of a show. We'll be back, talk a little more about this right here on The Bridge Loud.
Change.
Bridge Loud.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
I think Brain Tension's first album, which I believe was entitled I'm Doing Pretty Good These Days, So Why Don't You Stop Being a Jerk, was a little bit too much on the nose.
A little wordy.
Sure.
Yeah. Not going to stick out in the iTunes store. You really need to release that in the time of full LPs for the room. Yeah. So joining us, producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
I like Brain Tension before they were popular.
Yeah.
Brain Tension, in a way, has never been popular. We're going to continue to answer questions that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I've made mistakes, I'm doing better, but some people just can't let it go. What do I do? And Glenn, we mentioned Brain Tension because it's a hilarious phrase to say.
Yeah.
But also because it's a good term that Jed gave us in the previous segment for this idea of, I think I'm doing well, I'm seeing some shows that, but people aren't reacting like that. So how do I know what's real here?
Well, yeah, that is the tough thing, because people hold grudges for all sorts of reasons. And I think we have to start by looking at, is this someone that I directly offended with my behavior? If I'm losing weight, I didn't really offend them with my fatness or something. But if I did take your Xbox and steal it and then sell it, and then I bought some crack, I can't ask you to be really excited about the fact that I haven't smoked any crack for a couple of weeks now. That's not reasonable. You follow what I'm saying? But there are a lot of people who want to take something in your past and use that to manipulate you. And I think that's really where we have to draw that line, is where is that manipulation, and looking at how do we respond to that.
Absolutely right. And Jed, let's take a look at the response of that. What do we do when we are in one of the situations where this is being used to just hurt and manipulate?
It's a great question. You know, it's a hard reality that there are people that just like making you feel bad about yourself. You know, it's bad to live in that world, but we do. There are a lot of people where they enjoy playing with your emotions. They enjoy making you feel bad about yourself. They have their own struggles, which is why they're doing that. That's a topic for another show. And you know, on a different day, we can have sympathy about their struggles. But the way it lives out is they want you to feel bad about you. And so they're going to hold your past over your head as a way to do that. The key thing, though, is that when folks are on that manipulation tip, they are not concerned with whether they're right or not. They're not concerned with whether they're accurate or not. In other words, they don't first say, is this an accurate assessment of John's progress that will also make John feel bad? In which case, I'm free to move forward. They're not asking that question. They're just saying, will this make John feel bad? Oh, well, in that case, let's do it. That's the only criteria. I think we, in a weird way, when people are trying to manipulate us, we give them too much credit. Because we're trying to say, I mean, do they see something in me? Or like that they, you know, it's a couple weeks sober, but maybe they like know a lot about addiction. Oh, no. They just want to tear you down. There's no deep seated analysis. They just want to hurt you. The question is, what can we do about it? What's the actual way forward on this?
That's absolutely right. Unlike the previous things we mentioned, deep seated analysis is a terrible rock. It's a real rush. There's a lot of, you know, it's all math rock. Nobody likes that.
It's sort of an arty kind of thing, you know.
We'll be back a little bit more right here on The Bridge Loud.
Cleanses from unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, he
back through here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
And I think one of my favorite shows was stealing your Xbox when they opened for Brain Tension.
Yeah.
And that was really good stuff.
Yeah, they did actually steal from people in the audience. It wasn't just a clever name.
Yeah, it was kind of a gimmick, and it was great once, and then after that, it's like, hey, give me my wallet back.
Also joining us, producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Enjoyed the show till I got home, and all my stuff was gone.
It's a great show from the headlining band, Distraction. We are continuing to answer a question that came to the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, I've made mistakes. I'm doing better, but some people just can't let it go. What do I do? And Glenn, we discussed that last week. There are some people who are just going to, no matter how well you're doing, no matter where you're on their journey, are just going to use your things from your past to hurt you. So let's look at what we can actually do about that to minimize that amount of stuff going on in our life.
Well, yeah, I think wherever you're around manipulative people, whether they're drawing on your past or they're playing on your fears or any other kind of manipulation, it's about distancing yourself from those people, finding a way to put them further out in the outer orbit of your life, and having a closer group of friends who can help you to get past your past and to again, we don't want to get into a place where we're disregarding or ignoring or explaining away or making excuses for our past. That's unhealthy going another direction. We don't want to swing too far on the other end of that pendulum, you know, as Jed was saying. But I think it's important for us to look at how do we get ourselves in a new environment where we're accepting our past and we're with other people that have accepted their past, and we're all trying to figure out how do we get in a more positive vein here.
That's really important, Jed. I think Glenn hits on a very good point there of we do need some new things.
Yeah,
and all the effort you can put into changing someone who is just convinced you're a jerk to not that, you might be able to spend that in better ways, right?
There's no doubt about it. If you're working hard to make changes in your life, whether that's weight loss or addiction recovery or something else, you need people that are cheering you on. You need people that believe in you, people that see the best in you, and people that can put that into words that they actually say to you. And, you know, unfortunately, we all have a lot of friends and certainly family members that are not going to do that. So we have to find new relationships where that can happen. We want you to find positive people to spend your time with, but you'll have to seek them out. And so some great places to do that, one would be 12-step programs. That can be a good AA meeting or an NA meeting. We mentioned weight loss. A lot of people actually really appreciate Weight Watchers meetings for that exact reason. They get a lot out of it. There's a program we really believe in called Celebrate Recovery that help a lot of folks with difficult backgrounds. That's a great place to get some positivity and some encouragement. And honestly, a good church can bring a lot of really good positive encouragement, positive affirmation into your life. You need that. This is not an optional thing. Positive encouragement affirmation is something that you need to keep going on this journey. And don't cheat yourself. We want you to have that advantage in your life.
We certainly do. And if you don't know where to start with finding any of those things around the area you live, you can email us, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That address again, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. And we will point you towards where to get started. And we will be right back on The Bridge Loud.
Yes, I will follow. Still, my hands are quite open, my ears tuned to hear the words you have spoken.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back to you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fischero.
I think, really, the idea of brain tension turning themselves into sort of a medium-level rock Bob Seger cover band was really... really where they brought it all together.
Sure, that was a big money move. Also joining us, producing the show, the man who's easy together, Jed Brewer.
There's a silver bullet band joke in there. I didn't have time to put it together, but I give you the ingredients, assemble for yourselves.
It's a joke kit.
Yes, exactly.
Complete it yourself at home.
Yes.
Yep. Well, and on this tour we're putting together with Brain Tension and Hate Pendulum and all that whatnot, I think we can all agree that the headliner is going to be...
The Secret Sauce!
The Uncle Glenn and the Secret Sauce. And Glenn, we mentioned that in our day jobs, we're working with folks coming out of addiction, working with folks coming out of jail. Those are people who, they've made well-documented and very public mistakes.
Yes,
maybe a kind way to put that. So they get a lot of, when they try to be on a new thing, the amount of vitriol that can be pushed them for trying to do better is surprising even to us.
Yeah.
So when you work with those folks, how do you go about just preparing them for that, helping them get through it, all that stuff?
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, you know, we work with people coming out of addiction, out of jail, and it's a Christian ministry where we're trying to help them find a new spiritual life, develop their spiritual existence into something that's healthier and more fulfilling for them. And the thing about that is I'm always reminded of one of the gals that we worked with years ago. She's since passed away, but one of the things she used to say is you have to grab some acceptance. That idea when everything, just there's tension and there's fighting and there's, you know, and you feel like you have to defend yourself, just accepting your own past, grabbing a hold of that and saying, nope, yes, I did that. I don't like the way you're acting off of that. I don't like what you're saying, but I did do that. I think starting with that acceptance, starting with pleading guilty to those things, And being able to take that into your spiritual life, to go to God and confess those things and receive forgiveness for that, to be set free within yourself, even if other people can't forgive you yet, I think that's where you start with this process.
I think that's absolutely right. I think people sometimes have a misconception of what getting over something is going to actually be like and feel like, and that concept of I will either bargain it down, as you're saying, to, well, I will arrive to a point where I say, well, it really wasn't that bad, and people have reacted, or just not acknowledge that it happened. You know, the Bible gives us a very clear process of confession, getting forgiveness, and then working towards redemption. And that process of, I did it, I shouldn't have done it, but now we all have to move on. It's a little scary to look down the barrel of, but that really does work. That's really the way you move on a thing, the way you let go of those things to make it so that they are not that hurtful to you. So we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.